This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Welcome to a Joycast from Joy 94.9. Visit joy.org.au to find out more about our Joycasts.
You're with Race Jackson Dean for the drive home on this Tuesday afternoon. It's 13 minutes to 5, which means it's time for...
It's not J-Law, it's not J-Lo, it's Joy Law.
And joining us are the team from KHQ Lawyers. We have Chris and we have a newcomer. It is Bonnie. Welcome to the studio.
Hooray!
Thanks, guys.
As the crowds go wild.
I know, it happens a lot with me.
Now, Chris, welcome back.
Thank you.
We've got to know you over the last couple of weeks. But Bonnie, tell us a little bit about Bonnie.
Young Bonnie Phillips, she's a senior associate in our family law team. She's one of my little offsiders. Brilliant young lawyer and, yeah, virgin to Joy 94.9.
Oh, yeah,
well, welcome, Bonnie. Now, the reason we've got you in is to talk about property settlement.
Yeah. So, look, there's a misconception in our community, I guess with anyone really, that if you are with someone and you break up with them and you've bought property, that it's automatic 50-50 division.
You mean it's not?
No. Far from it. So we thought today we'd just give you a bit of a brief rundown about what actually does occur.
So tell us more. So let's assume that I'm in a happy relationship, which of course I am.
Can't we assume I am?
Let's assume you are as well.
Yeah.
Lots of assumptions here, Jax.
All right, let's not get too fantasy land.
But Bonnie, what would happen if we did have property between us and we did need to separate?
So the first hurdle you'd need to get over, which I know Christina's mentioned before, is proving the relationship, which is one of the difficulties that same-sex couples may have as opposed to a married couple. So once you're over that hurdle, you've proved you're in a de facto relationship, the court's essentially going to go through a four-step process looking at how to divide up the property.
And I think when Bond says courts, it means even if we're negotiating, we still adopt this process.
The four-step process.
Yeah. So the first step we look at is what is there to divide? So what's the property these people have? Uh-huh. And that's things like, you know, the houses, investment properties, superannuations part of the pool of division, cars, cash, even pets. Pets can come into it these days.
Wow.
Yeah.
So first step, work out what the loot is.
Yeah,
what have you got?
Work out what it is, less the debts, and that's, once we get that, then we can kind of move on from there.
So step number two?
Step number two is contribution. So what people bring into the relationship when they first start living together, what they create during the relationship, and what might happen even after separation but before the property is divided. So contributions can be financial contributions to property, non-financial contributions, so that might be renovations or doing the landscaping, and also your non-financial and homemaker parenting contributions. So if someone stayed at home, looked after the children, that's also taken into account by the court and given substantial weight, which is really good.
Oh, good.
Yeah. How about if I brought all the friends? I wish I didn't, just incidentally.
I brought the fun.
That's not included.
You get to keep them, though. That's the fun thing. The benefit.
Uh-huh. Now, buddy, step number three.
Step three, the court then looks forward. So they're going to say, all right, what do these people both need now that they're separated, moving on with their lives? So things like, how old are they? Can they work? Are they earning an income? Does one party have to look after the children? Does one party not?
Yeah.
And how do we divide it up so they're both looked after?
And then the fourth step, I love the fourth step.
Fourth step's a funny one. So it's basically, is this outcome just and equitable? So the court's going to look at the whole thing sort of globally and say, all right, practically, for example, is one party keeping the home and one's not, or how's it all going to even out in the wash and make sure everyone is, looked after?
I like to call that one the sniff test.
Mm. Oh, really?
Does it smell right?
Oh, like who's really contributed?
And if you disagree with that point, is there an appeal? Is there like a step five?
There is. The thing about family law, it's all discretionary. So you could get a judge on a really bad day that makes a decision that misses one of the steps, and you go, well, then that means that they have an appeal. The thing is, it's so expensive. That's why you do as much as you can to negotiate this stuff out of court.
And you really only get one chance. So you've only got 2 years from separating as a de facto couple to bring a claim for property settlement. It becomes quite hard if you try and do it outside that 2 years. So you want to make sure you try and get it right and you know what's there and, you know, there's no sort of duress or fraud that's happening and you're making sure everything's above board.
Which is really interesting because sometimes when relationships break down, it can be quite traumatic and people can be distressed and it may take them a number of years to actually be in a position where they can actually talk to someone. Talk to their ex-partner in a civil and controlled manner.
Two years to get over it.
To get it, And I mean, the thing is as well, during that process, if you get someone that, you know, you've got some advice and you act on that, some people, when it comes to actually finalising the property settlement, that's the end for them. Like, they're coping, they're doing fine, okay, we're separated, okay, we're going through this process. You get to the court hearing and they hand down orders or you negotiate a final settlement at court and that's when they completely fall apart.
Because
that's it. That's finality.
It's a closure. It's
coming up, we're going to have a chat about what happens with pets. We're chatting to the team from KHQ Lawyers. It's Chris and Bonnie. If you've got any messages, if you have any questions actually about property settlement, why not send us a message on 0427 JOY949.
Or on air at joy.
.org.
.au.
AU. Hey, this is Elfie Curie. Love is love. You're on Joy.
We are a sea of colors, lighting up the sky on your darkest night. We are a sea of lovers with hopeful eyes. Shine so bright, pushing out against the tide, a sea of change, our love will reign. Stand strong with open hearts, you got nothing to hide, just keep your pride. Let's go back to the start, to our innocent hearts. Take me back to the start, to our innocent hearts, innocent hearts.
Elfia Curie with Love is Love with yours, Rach Jackson Dean, for The Drive Home. Is 5 minutes to five. Coming up at 5 o'clock, we got Richard Foster Fossey with the news. But we are chatting to the team from KHQ Lawyers. It is Chris and it is Bonnie. And we're talking about property settlement. So what happens when love is no longer love and you want to break up? Well, you don't want to break up, but you probably need to break up.
Yeah, yeah.
So we talked about separating your property, but what about the pets?
Yes.
My fur babies.
I know. I'd argue that more than the house, I reckon.
Oh, really?
I love my Cavoodle and my pug.
I love my chihuahuas.
Bonnie's like Legally Blonde. She's got beautiful chihuahuas. She used to have blonde hair, but she doesn't anymore.
No, not anymore.
Yeah.
So let's say, Bonnie, that you did have to part with your chihuahua or somehow share the parenting of your chihuahua. What's happening?
Look, I'd hate the thought, but it does come into it. And, you know, a lot of people do fight over their pets, understandably. So they can be part of your property settlement.
Yeah.
And there was a recent case up in New South Wales where the parties had divided all of their assets, and it honestly came down to this one dog, and there was a judgment on this exact issue. And the court said, yes, a pet can be what's called a chattel, so something that
chattel
can be divided.
Can be divided.
That's right.
Yeah.
And it was. So the court looked at a number of factors, such as, you know, whether the dog was registered, who might have paid for it, you know, over the years, and one of the parties ended up keeping it. So
if you think about it, they look at things like registration, whose name it's in, all of that stuff. So, you know, I was smart with my relationship and they were all registered in my name.
Yeah, we've done.
But this is interesting though, because I don't have a cat anymore, but when we did have a cat, all the administration was done by me.
Yeah.
But all the feeding was done by my partner, Anthony.
Yeah, they don't look at that.
So, you know.
Yeah, they'll look at the stuff that they have evidence for, and that is, you know, payment of things. So vets, who they're registered in, microchip, all of that stuff.
So they wouldn't. I have this sort of image that they sort of get the pet, the dog or the cat, and they point it towards the two, and they say, walk towards the
put
one
it in
you
the
want.
Middle. Yeah, yeah.
Come here.
See, and you would lose in that scenario because you didn't feed it.
Exactly. Yeah. Bonnie, what do you think?
And it can come down to funny little things like that. There was actually a case in the US where the parties had a huge collection of Beanie Bears, you know, those little colourful bears?
Yes.
And the judge said, whatever they are. And the judge said, right, bring them into court, put them all on the floor and said, all right, you can each pick one, and then the other party will pick the next, and until the whole pile was
and
gone.
And see, I say, Bonnie knows that because she just did her specialisation and passed, so well done, she knows Bonnie. So much at the moment.
So you're a specialist in Beanie Bears, is that
Beanie
it?
Beanie Bears, yeah.
I like the idea of getting the dog to, like, bark once for yes, bark twice for no.
For no.
Just being like, where do you want to go?
Now, Scooby. Now, we are laughing about this, but it can be quite a traumatic experience.
Yeah, and I mean,
we do love our pets.
And it's not black and white either. Like, recently I negotiated for my lady to say goodbye to her puppy because she didn't get up on the fact that she had, you know, could prove ownership. And for that was, for her, that was just so important.
Yes.
And so, you know, we did that because that's what she needed to have some closure. So, yeah, there are other ways. It's not black and white and, yeah,
absolutely.
It's a bit sad.
So if you do have any questions of a legal nature from an LGBTI perspective, by all means, send us an email at joylaw@joy.org.au or you can contact the lawyers at KHQ Direct,
which is at joylaw@khq.com.au.
I'll use that as well.
Yeah.
Oh, look at you.
I know, we're all over it.
Fantastic. Thank you so much for your time, Bonnie and Chris,
and we'll see
you next week.
See ya.
KHQ Lawyers offer family law advice for the LGBTI community that you can trust.
Our team has expertise in all areas of law relating to rainbow families, including surrogacy, sperm and egg donation agreements, adoption, arrangements for co-parenting and children after separation, and property settlements, including financial agreements.
We provide a free 30-minute consultation and adopt a flexible approach to billing, offering fixed fee arrangements and upfront estimates to suit your requirements.
Find out more and get in touch at khq.com.au. KHQ Lawyers are a proud Joy sponsor.
You can find more Joycast and show blogs. Go to joy.org.au.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.